In de vorige uitzending hebben wij verteld dat we in Eastbourne zijn en we hebben al een aantal dingen mogen beleven. U hebt dat ook al gehoord, we zijn met de bus hier in dit gebied geweest. We hebben ook al dingen in de stad gezien, in de town of Eastbourne. Morgen gaan we naar Brighton. Vandaag zitten we in het gebied dat Beachy Head wordt genoemd. We zitten bij Charlie. Charlie, Beachy Head, people have to come and see this area.
They should definitely come and see this area. It's got lots of history. It's very, very English with its white cliffs, mm-hmm. Flint and oak buildings, mm-hmm. Lovely village green and pub. So just to give you some history about mm-hmm. Eastdean, my family have lived here for 200 years, mm-hmm. and prior to that they had about 200 years in Eastbourne, mm-hmm. which... two daughters living in Eastbourne of the Davis Gilberts rode out okay. on a horse one day mm-hmm. and they got caught in a storm in Eastdean, and they rode up and they stayed in a nice farmhouse, and they loved it so much that when they eventually rode home they mm-hmm. said to their father, you must come and see this house, mm-hmm. and he said, actually we own it, it's mm-hmm. rented out. And so the Davis Gilberts moved out of Eastbourne and mm-hmm. moved into the lovely, pretty village of Eastdean. Mm-hmm. And that was in 1807. Now, for the last 200 years, we've been farming this area mm-hmm. Because it's gently undulating downs. And so sheep and cattle mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. A little bit of arable farming. But in the last 20 years, more and more people are coming down for walking and mm. cycling and bird watching. I found out the other day that Beachy Head is a great place for butterflies and mm. caterpillars. Mm. So there's terrific nature, terrific views, mm. and lots of history with smuggling mm. and gin and things coming in through off the coast. So there's lots of history and lots mm. of great. Things to do and see.
Ja. Charlie vertelt natuurlijk dat je dit gebied moet zien, dat er heel veel te bekijken is. Je hebt gehoord, er zijn schapen. Veel mensen komen hier naar de vogels kijken, er is een stukje bos bij. En in het centrum van dat beachheadgebied ligt Eastdean, daar zijn we nu. Charlie vertelde even over de geschiedenis, hoe ze eigenlijk hier terechtgekomen zijn vanuit Eastbourne. Die meisjes die met paarden hier naartoe kwamen. Ik heb gezien dat er ook... een schaapcentrum is, waar de schapen ook geschoren worden. Dat er ook een Beachy Head Brewery is, natuurlijk. Er wordt bier gemaakt. In de buurt van Lewis heb je natuurlijk ook een aantal brouwerijen liggen. We hebben ook de Tiger Inn, daar gaan we straks nog even naartoe. En er zijn ook wat holiday cottages. When people come to Eastdean, it's easy to reach by bus.
It's easy to reach by bus. I think... Yeah, it's there's a very good bus route. There's both along the coast and between Eastbourne and Brighton. And I think there's also 10 years ago there was very few places where you could stay in Eastdean. The longest people would stay in the village would be about an hour to have a nice pint of beer in the Tiger Inn. Whereas because of the change in agriculture and farming, so we've given up our farming. For sort of commercial farming, and now it's all about wildlife enhancement and also tourism management. So so we've developed the holiday cottages so people can stay in there for a little bit longer, and they picked up an award for the Green Tourism Scheme, a gold award, and we've also have the we have five letting bedrooms now above the pub, mm. and we've put a little tea room in. So we're really trying to add value to the visitors. So there's more for them to do, which is great, because with the when my father came back to the farm in 1970, there were 30 men working on the farm, and of course with them were their families living in the cottages. A lot of the cottages in Eastdean are still owned by the family. They've all got green doors. That's how we know that's what they are. Sadly, with bigger machinery and those farm workers lost their jobs. Mm. And so now the with that change from agriculture, you lose some of the social fabric of the village. And we're now replacing those jobs lost to agriculture, with jobs in the pub, which we've taken on, and in the holiday cottages, and in the office here, and in the tea room, and so on. So we're actually, you know, tourism is our our crop.
That's why we're here.
That's why you're here, which is great. But I'm also going to show you the key thing for me is that we keep. We need that crop because I want my family to be here for another 200 years, and the way farming was going, that wasn't going to happen. So we need to keep maintaining. The reason people come here is because the landscape's so beautiful, but that's the tourists are helping with the investment in repairing the 4.5 miles of flint walls that we own, and restoring listed heritage buildings, and I think we're going to go and have a look at the walled garden, which is our latest project, which is the restoration of a Victorian kitchen garden. It's,
nou, je hebt een heleboel ideeën gekregen van Charlie. En natuurlijk gaan we zo meteen ook naar die tuinen kijken. Daar zijn we ook een beetje voor hier. Maar er zijn hier dingen genoeg te zien in dit gebied. Los van het feit dat je ontzettend mooi kunt fietsen en ook wandelen. En dat kunt u eigenlijk doen van het noorden naar het zuiden. En dan kunt u zelfs de Lange Man nog zien, die helemaal is uitgehouden in kalksteen. Aan de andere kant heb je dan ook het gebied van Beachy Head. Wij zouden zeggen, het is een deel van de Seven Sisters met de vuurtoren. En natuurlijk het dorpje East Dean zelf. Charlie vertelde ook dat er vroeger een hele andere landbouw werd gepleegd dan tegenwoordig. En dat de mensen die er vroeger werkten, nu ook nog hier werken. Maar dan niet meer zozeer in de landbouw, maar in andere beroepen. Die hier in het dorpje East Dean goed van pas komen en die u zeker warm welkom zullen heten. De laatste vraag aan Charlie, do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It's www.beachyhead.org.uk. So all the information, we put all our walking routes are on there. So there's some circular walks and there's even a Sherlock Holmes walk. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote the Sherlock Holmes books, he wrote two of his stories, The Lion's Mane and His Last Bow, where Sherlock Holmes retires to the village of East Dean and keeps bees and carries out some detective stories. But the Sherlock Holmes Society said that he retired to this cottage. And there's a little blue plaque on the cottage here. So, the website's got all the walks and details on the holiday cottages and events that are going on. So, have a look at beachyhead.org.uk.
Zo, dankjewel. We kunnen hier weer vooruit. Er is natuurlijk ook een website die u kunt raadplegen over alles in Eastbourne, www.visiteastbourne.com. En vanuit Nederland en België, www.visitbritain.nl of visitbritain.be. Zo, Charlie, we go to see the garden now. Yep. Is that okay?
Yeah,
thank you.
Good.
Dat was het.